and let's try mixing them together and blending them together. And they quickly thought I was crazy because, like, oh, you can't mix lavender with citrus. Are you crazy?
Shame on you.
But, you know, with somebody that has been here before and on that side of the table, helping me avoid a catastrophe, we were able to come up with some unique blends.
This episode of The Sponge Show is produced and distributed by Be Connected, a social media management firm in Northeast Wisconsin. Thank you once again for joining us on The Sponge Show today. We are back with another great episode diving into the idea of product development and startup e-commerce world in today's heavily online shopping market world with a new product in a very specific industry, and just diving into the stories that go into how some of these brands and ideas come to life. I'm very excited to have a friend and a colleague and partner here on today's show. Brady, welcome to the show. You want to introduce yourself?
Thanks, Brad. Yeah, I'm Brady Vandehei from Appleton, Wisconsin. Happy to be here.
And Brady, tell me a little bit about what you do and what product that you are working on building. And then where you came from that led to that.
Sure. So it was probably about 5 years ago. It was about this time of year when you're sitting on your couch watching TV and a commercial pops on, and it's a celebrity and she's very scandalous, and there's a guy riding a horse on a beach chasing after her, and then it throws some big brand name in front of you. And I was like, wow, these are very strange commercials over and over and over again. It just ramps up to the nth degree during the holiday season too. And I couldn't help but think, like, I wonder if someone's ever tried to, like, spoof these or disrupt this industry in a non-luxury, non-sexualized way. And I kind of sat on that for a while and started to do a little bit of research about where we're headed, which is the fragrance industry, and learned that a $250 bottle of perfume does not cost $250 to make. And there's a big opportunity there from an economic standpoint to make some things happen. And so I started to kind of ponder on the idea of, what if I were to make a down-to-earth brand fragrance? And my first thought was taking the humorous approach, something to make fun of all of that. And I kind of was figuring out, how do you get fragrance made? What goes into a scent? What are the actual chemicals that go into it, and how do you brand and how do you sell? And my background was in engineering, which has nothing to do with branding or fragrances, but it did have a lot to do with figuring how to get things done. And so that's where it started. But
it probably allows you the idea of, like, knowing what you want and then working backwards to figure out, like, okay, what goes into this? How does this come about? What's the formula for this? You know, that's where the engineering stuff plays in.
Right. And more specifically than anything else, I have been working in the procurement side of things and how to figure out how to buy things for the last 10 years. So I was pretty good at calling people up saying, hey, where do you get this? How do you find this? Do you know anybody else? And kind of figured out how to get the supply chain put together pretty quickly. And after doing that, then it was about the sales channel. And as you know, I started on looking at marketplaces, mainly Amazon and Etsy, and found that Etsy was a great place, very simple, very low cost to get started. And so I put my product up there about 2 years ago and did what I think anybody else does and reached out to friends and family to say, hey, help me out here so I can get some reviews.
Try my scent.
Yes. But before that, I guess we brought up the scent. I had to figure out what I wanted to do, right? What kind of scent do we want to go in? And I think part of the chaos that comes around the fragrance industry is the scent description and figuring out what scent is yours. And there's all these theories about, like, you know, this scent blends with your body chemicals and makes you smell like a king or whatever it might be. And I didn't really buy it. It might be true, but I didn't really buy it. And I think there's people like me that were just like, oh, just give me something that smells good or that my wife thinks smells good on me, right? And so what I decided to do was I did some research on what are the top selling scents in the U.S. And I worked with a fragrance house to say, can you make me some dupes, some duplicates of these scents? And let's try mixing them together, to blending them together. And they quickly thought I was crazy because, like, oh, you can't mix lavender with citrus. Are you crazy?
Shame on you.
But, you know, with somebody that has been here before and on that side of the table, helping me avoid a catastrophe, we were able to come up with some unique blends. And then I took those, the top three blends that I thought were good, and I went to... my wife's family was getting together for holidays, and I said, hey, I want all the women to rank these, and I picked the best one out of 25 women that scored it.
That's awesome. And how did that evolve then? And I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. You know, we're talking about fragrances, and we're talking about developing a brand within the fragrance market. How did that evolve into, once you picked out the scent, then catering it to gift giving and tying it with weddings and custom bottles and things like that? Because I think, you know, for your brand, for the listeners out there, don't necessarily understand. So first of all, we're talking about right now, we're talking about Tide fragrances. If you know anything about Tide, you know that it's not just like, oh, I want to buy my cologne. I'm going to give a gift that will be lasting and that will be usually tied to weddings or you know, fancy events, monumental events. So how did you then go from like, I want to create my own fragrance into I want to be in this market?
So the original name of the company was Quick Spritz. It's just a goofy kind of off the tongue name that
you were spritzing quickly.
Yes, exactly.
Very, very matter of fact.
And so we launched the product. It was one scent. There's no decision about whether or not you had to pick this woodsy or citrusy or marine type scent. It was like, hey, this is the one. You don't have to decide on that. Either you buy into the idea and we, you know, put a performance or satisfaction guarantee on it and all that jazz, or you don't. And what we found was I basically went in there and private labeled a bunch of different events. So birthdays, Christmas, Father's Day, weddings, you know, everything else that you can think of that someone would possibly give a bottle of cologne to somebody else for.
On Etsy.
On Etsy. Yep. Yes. And what I found was that the wedding industry was not only the most attracted to the idea, but also what I felt some connection with, because you were giving, you're enhancing a very important day in people's lives by giving a great gift, not just some cheeky, you know, trash gift that they're going to put on the shelf and never use again, but something that you could actually say is enhancing the experience in the same way that you dress up for your wedding, smelling good and adding that to the link of the memory of the day. And then right around that time is when we met. When I was saying, hey, this is, I think, where we're going to go. And you said, well, what if we, you know, change the name to something that better resonates with what we're trying to do, which is tying together the memories of a wedding. That's where Tide Fragrances came in.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm a little biased because I was part of that process, but I don't know. I think it's also very cool that it's not only tying multiple senses to... Yeah. I mean, visually, because unless you're blind, you know, you have a lot of memories, visual memories. But I'm a person who has, if I walk into a garage and it has a very specific smell, I'm like, that's my grandpa's garage because of memories that I have back then, or like certain meals or, you know, whatever, you know, being in a kitchen, smelling this thing, I can immediately picture that. You're talking about tying a scent and a sense of smell in with those core memories of people, like a wedding, right? So it hits emotionally different than just like oh, you know, by a photo scrapbook or something, like where it's like all visual and your memories are already visual. Like you're tying multiple senses in. So I like that. And you're tying that in. But then also because of weddings, people wear ties.
Right.
So.
And tying the knot.
Tying the knot. You wear a tie with your tux. Yeah. Like you tie the sense in with your memories, you know, things like that. I think it really ties everything together.
Yeah, for sure. The other piece that, you know, the fragrance industry is very much about personalization, right? Find a fragrance that's unique to you. And then that's just like part of your identity. And so we didn't want to like completely abandon the personalization aspect. So, but instead of adjusting the fragrance, we adjusted the bottle to be personalized, and which is a really, you know, common thing in the wedding gift space. But that adds another layer to it.
And how can people personalize it? Like, what are the different variations and like all the different kind of?
Yeah. So we have a few different designs, that are, you know, kind of our stock products, where it's, you know, fits more of a modern or bold type look or an italics type, classical look, whatever you want to call it. But then we can also go from just a printed to a leather patch, which I think is really masculine. And also just an etched gray, which is really,
etched in the glass, like the actual bottle. So even if there's not, you know, ink on the outside or the leather that's on the outside of the bottle, it's like,
yeah,
cemented in the,
right,
it's etched in the glass.
Completely different tactile feel. It's really cool. And also just adds the symbolism of like permanence, right? Mm-hmm. It's there forever.
Yeah. What, so now that you've explained, you know, a couple of years ago, stepping into this, getting your feet wet with Etsy, going through a rebrand, identifying developing the scent,
yeah,
developing the customization, all that sort of thing. What have you learned and what do you think is like still yet to be grown into?
Yeah, a couple different things come to mind. You know, I started, part of me being, part of the reason I did this was to have a creative outlet. And that creativity could come out in the custom designs that I was doing for people. But from an economic standpoint or business model standpoint, it didn't make any sense, right? It was spending a lot of time going back and forth to try to sell someone a $50 or $60 bottle of cologne was not worth it. And it wasn't scalable. So I had to abandon both what people were buying as well as what I was finding value in because it just didn't make sense from a business standpoint. Another thing was abandoning the other avenues that were somewhat, you know, successful, whether it's birthdays or holidays or Christmas gifts, to just focus more narrowly on one industry and one niche, and that being weddings. And that involved, you know, scrapping materials and, you know, getting rid of some things and chalking things up as a loss, which is tough to do if you're starting.
You mean a lesson learned.
Yeah.
A loss.
Yes. Yeah. But I think that we're headed in the right direction now. And it's about what do we want to do from a brand standpoint to take the next step. And so what we've been working on is launching a Shopify site, figuring out how to bring people in organically, inorganically through ads, and then also broadening that out so that what are the concerns that people have? Why aren't they buying? And one of the common ones with this product is they want to know what it smells like. So how do we address that? Because you can't smell through the computer screen, obviously. But can
you know, if we could figure that out,
yeah,
that I mean, we would be loaded. we
could make,
you know, scent a vision.
So that's tough. But I think that it's not impossible. And I know we talk about this quite often, but I have had some experience in a different industry, which was right around the time where people started selling mattresses online. And it had the same sort of hurdle where people were like, you're not going to buy a mattress that you can't lay on or feel online. And people have proven that wrong 100 times over. Mm. So I think that with the right strategy, we can figure that out.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I feel very lucky to be on this journey with you and being able to partner up with you. Because I think even just like going through the maturation of the brand and helping go from quick spritz to Tide and then seeing that whole online store come to life. It's like, you know, it's turned into something quite legit. And, you know, seeing some of the sales come in and, you know, these are people we don't know, right? But it's exciting. And
yeah, and I love when we get a sale and the reviews are so rewarding and someone's like, hey, this was like, I absolutely loved giving this to my dad or my groom or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
Or my groomsmen. And that's been a huge piece that I'm like, yes, we're connecting with the emotion that we're targeting here.
Yeah. And I think it's, I personally relate to it because it's like, it's a very, you're connecting with people in a very normal, average way, like an everyman kind of way, in a market that's flooded with luxuriousness and,
right,
you know, like you talked about the over sexualization of things and over, I mean, not to get into like the any controversial subjects about that, but there's a lot of money and resources and and things that go into just making things appear a certain way, when in reality, like, you can still connect with people emotionally on an everyday standpoint with days that are days and scents and senses that are very meaningful for them.
Right, right.
And I think that's really exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hopeful that we can, you know, continue to grow the brand and more people will be aware of it. And you know, I think once that flywheel starts spinning, this could really go somewhere.
Yeah.
And hopefully evolves into other products too that fit the bill.
If people are interested in learning a little bit more about Tide, where should they go?
TideFragrances.com. Otherwise, go see Brad at Deconnected. He's a better salesman than I am, I think. But
well, I don't know about that. You have the engineering background. I'll just like get out a bottle and say, smell this.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the other thing is too, is that there are samples that could be sent out. I know that, I know from a business standpoint, it's costly to do that. But if we can initiate as much trial as possible, right, we've already had people that have gotten the scents and then come back and purchase the customized bottles.
Yeah, that's really rewarding too. When people say, hey, this, you know, I got this for my groomsmen, I got this for my husband for the wedding, it's his new favorite scent. Can I buy a refill? Can I get 7 more bottles? Whatever it might be. That's like, oh man, we got a good thing going.
And if you want just like a very approachable scent to wear for your everyday use, in a scientifically proven way that like it is very very appreciated by many people, there are blank bottles that you can buy. Like, right, you don't have to spend to get the, you know, custom gift personalized bottle. If you go to TideFragrances.com, plug, you can just get a blank bottle, and it saves you money actually without paying $250 for a bottle of cologne.
Right. You got it.
Well, Brady, thanks for joining today on the Sponge Show, where we are all about telling stories and being sponges and learning as much as we can from other people and their journeys and everything. And, I appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Brad.